In China, almost every profession has ranks for different skill level workers. For example, there are 5 ranks for radio hosts and editors, and 4 ranks for translators and also lawyers. Workers can be promoted to a higher level when they pass professional exams, have certain years of experience, or get published in a professional publication. And besides, workers also must pass a national foreign language test to get higher rank. This year, the test of foreign language, for the English language especially, took place last Saturday. And once again, it was criticized by millions of examinees who say that it's a waste of time and social resources. So why is it that people are complaining? Do you think the test itself is problematic?
Well, I think if you're not actually someone who does use English quite often, for example, if you just teacher who teaches history, why bother? I do understand why people are frustrated, because after all, this is China, and English is, fairly... Well, to be fair, it's not that often used.
Yeah, I mean, I would say for most people and most jobs, English is basically completely unimportant. And so I think that, you know, if we look at the test itself, it was introduced in 1998, and actually examinees can choose from a basket of different languages, one of which is English. There's Japanese, Russian, German, French, and Spanish. Although I think most people are still going to choose the English exam, mostly because, you know, if you've graduated from university, that means you've had 12 years of English education already. But really, I mean, I think Liu Yan really kind of hits the nail on the head here, where, you know, for most professions, it's just not necessary. I mean, like, look, if you're a radio host for an English radio station, you know, that's obviously that should be part of any kind of professional certification that you're getting. But if you're, you know, an engineer or some kind of mechanic or something like that, and unless you're doing business globally, there's really no reason to be tested on English whatsoever.
Yeah, it does seem that a lot of our daily lives doesn't have a lot to do with English. But even for those who, for whom English may be a plus or even a bit of a necessary skill, there are still, I think, a lot of complaints as to why this test among all tests should be the required one.
Yeah, I think they do not like this test, even if English is part of their job. One of the major reasons is that it's just not very accurate in terms of reflecting your true English abilities, because a lot of people worry that the current test is just basically, you know, if you can gather previous test examples, then you can recite all the answers and then you can do fairly well. Whereas if you don't do that, you don't get a very good score. But in reality, the person who doesn't get a good score can actually maybe speak very good English, and it just doesn't reflect that in the test.
Yeah, and that's a problem of most language testing in China in general. I mean, if we look at just purely the English curriculum all the way from primary to university level education, it is not based around the, you know, teaching you how to actually communicate in that language. Rather, it has more and more to do with just memorizing whatever the correct answer is. You know, I mean, I think that if we look at people who get the best scores on the Gaokao in English, or get the best scores, you know, on their English exams in middle and high school, you'll find that they're not necessarily actually good at communicating. And so, I mean, I think if we look at this test, it's just really kind of a continuation of that. It is actually interesting, because why is it? I mean, it's been around since 1998, and pretty much since 1998, it's gotten a lot of flack. I mean, everyone who takes it is like, this is stupid. And then the next question is, why is it still there? And it really does look like, I mean, part of the reason could be is because it's a huge moneymaker. If you think about it, the fee to take the exam is 40 to 50 renminbi, depending on where you are. And then the textbook for the exam usually costs about 35 renminbi. Doesn't seem like a lot of money per person, but if you extrapolate that out and we're looking at millions of people across the country taking this exam and preparing for it, that's a lot of money to be made by the publishers and by the people, the organizations administering the test.
Yeah,
I think that's exactly right, because in 2013, about 70,000 people took part in the test in Sichuan province alone. And this year, almost 25,000 people attended the test in Qingdao alone. So if one city alone can have that many people who have to take this test, just imagine nationwide. This is a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
And of course, they're not willing to let it go.
Exactly. I think the main thing is not because the fee itself is expensive. It's because that it's so compulsory for anyone who wants to get promoted or who want to advance in their careers. Because if you talk about, for example, another test, the public English test system, 全国英语等级考试, that's also national, and you can take that whatever level, you know, and anyone can take it. But then it's not compulsory for, say, getting a job or entering a multinational. But this one, as long as you're in the sort of government public system and you want to go up the career ladder, then you have got to take it.
Well, no, and I also think it's funny because, I mean, you mentioned multinationals, and I think that, you know, many multinational firms, as part of their recruitment process, they might look at your IELTS score or, mm-hmm. or your TOEFL or any other English-based score. But bottom line, when they call you in for an interview, they're automatically going to be able to tell how good your English is, how
exactly.
well you can actually speak. And so in the end, I mean, when you're applying for a multinational, I mean, these kinds of tests, again, you know, in terms of like a baseline, yeah, okay, get a good score. But really, I mean, it's not necessarily going to really help you when you're in, you know, the final 10 candidates or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's true. And also, we have interviewed two of the test takers who just took the test last weekend. Let's take a listen at what they have to say about the test.
我做的是建筑设计专业，会接触到国外的一些项目，可能会用到一些英语，但是我觉得职称英语主要是一个应试类的，而且是分类比较大，有理工类，没有我们需要的一些专业的词汇和专业的语言。如果作为一些老职工来说，考这个可能会非常困难，但是对于我们这些刚毕业大学生来说，可能考这个就还比较简单。我是做机器动维护工作的，考的是那职称英语理工类A级，对我来说有点难度。 本来上学的时候也不太用功，四级考了四次，这个职称英语考试啊，我觉得是挺有中国特色的。其实像我们这些做的这种系统维护工作，虽说也会用到英语，但是跟我们的职业技术水平是没有直接关系的。我觉得可以其他的形式来完成这个对英语水平的测试，比如说增加个英语口试，或者是在那个评职称的时候，你写的论文做一个英语方面的翻译，我觉得都可以体现英语水平。
Yeah, I think one of the things that both mentioned is very important, that is, even if you pass the test, it's not helping your career anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's more of just like a baseline requirement, rather. I mean, so if you don't pass the test or you don't get a good score on it, it's going to be harmful. But getting a good score is not necessarily helpful.
Exactly.
And also, I think one particular point mentioned by the first person, he said that, you know, if you're one of those previous senior workers, mm-hmm. it's going to be very difficult for you to pass this exam. So really, if it's required on everyone, it's not a good idea.
Exactly. And even for the younger generation, some of them may just not like English or may not be very good at it. And also, if we look at the broader picture nationwide, it seems that there is an urge from the policymakers to sort of reduce the importance of English tests in the whole system, in the whole education system.
Yeah, and also, I mean, especially when we look at these professional certifications or titles or whatever, they're usually only applicable if you're working for the government in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
And so I think that really, it really does not reflect, I would say, the needs of the job market, the idea that, you know, people do have to take this test, and yet somehow it's really only for government-affiliated workers who it's really, really important. And I think that, I mean, the whole system of professional certification and professional titles, I think, really does need to be looked at and examined because, you know, yeah, certification is important, but I think that, you know, experience and, you know, working style and things like that are usually going to be a lot more important than whatever special certification we're talking about. I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're a sysadmin, for example, having, you know, the Nortel or the Novell security system certification, yes, of course, that is going to be important. You know, having certification showing that you know how to run a Windows 8 server, that's important. But, I mean, for doing radio, do you really need certification mm-hmm. for that?
I think there's one more reason. It might not be one of the major reasons, but it's still there. Some people complain that after they submit the application, suddenly they get all kinds of, you know, phone calls selling textbooks and, you know, guides and things like that. So it's really a big hassle. On top of that, you have to worry, who is selling my information to these people?